For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Those are not screams of terror, they're screams of delight, and they've been heard from the rides at the South Carolina State Fair for many decades. Fair Director Nancy Smith believes every fair is special, but this year is doubly so. It's the fair's 150th birthday. Over 15 decades, Smith said the fair has become a beloved tradition, as is evidenced by an annual scholarship contest for high school seniors. Part of the application is a question, she said.
The question this year was, when you hear the words, the South Carolina State Fair, what comes to mind? And they said, when we think of the fair, we think of family, we think of tradition, and we think of fun. And that's really what we're all about.
Smith said tradition is a big reason why many people love the fair, and part of that tradition is discovering new fun each year.
What's the new ride? What's the new food? What are the new things that are going on at the fair? And I think it's just a time that people can come and just maybe forget about other things and just really have a good time. When we had the flood, we heard stories about, I just had to get away. I had to come to the fair because I needed it.
The Sesquicentennial Fair features lots of new attractions, including free circus performances, sculptures from Brook Green Gardens, partnerships with the South Carolina Philharmonic, and more. In addition, historian Roger Stroop has written Meet Me at the Rocket, a history of the fair. It contains a wealth of photos and facts that most folks, including Stroop, didn't know about the fair's history.
One of my favorites is the State Ball, and it was held from the 1870s until 1917, and it became a huge debutante ball by the end of the 19th century, and it was the social event of the year.
Joyce Reed. Please meet your party at the Rocket.
In agreement with many people, one of Stroop's favorite fair icons is the Rocket, which itself turns 50 this year.
It really ties to the other sort of icons of the fair, which include things like the State Ball, which was such an important part of the fair, Big Thursday. So each kind of generation of fairgoers has had sort of an icon, and the Rocket, when I think about it, sort of tells me about those different generations.
Red Velvet Oreos, please.
Red Velvet is the best.
Woo-hoo! Hot, fresh, elephant ears.
Ice cold drinks. Get them while they're hot.
A big item Smith thinks adds to people's enjoyment is the new weird food, and there are several this year.
One of our foods is the Chili Mac Attack. I think the bottom of that is French fries. Then you have a little cheese and chili on top of that. We're having a double dog corn dog, two dogs and a corn dog, wrapped in that delicious batter. And then we're having a poppin' gourmet burger, and I think that probably has a little bit of everything on it.
New rides are always special, too, and Smith said year 150 features a whopper.
And then hot off the press, you can come to the fair and ride the 150-foot celebration wheel. That's a big Ferris wheel, has 36 gondolas. That should be very exciting. You're going to see that towering over everything.
Stroop said people come to the fair for many reasons. The rides, the farm animals, the art, the games. But maybe more than anything, it's for the shared experience. Smith said as much as has gone into this special birthday edition, the fair always has plans for the future, for more food, fellowship, and fun. This report also can be found on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.